Welcome to the podcast, Coping Kit for Everyday Life. I'm Rochelle Porter, and I'm here with my friend and dear colleague, Genevieve Lowry.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to our podcast. We're super excited to get this started. And Rochelle, I'm so excited to be doing this with you. We did spend a lot of time thinking about what to call our podcast. We wanted something that would speak to our child life people, but also something that connected to the larger community.
Yes, and that's where we came up with Coping Kit for Everyday Life. These days, we can really use a bag of tools to really help us deal with the both ordinary and extraordinary things that happen in our lives. We are hoping that our podcast is going to want you to want to share with us and learn more about how you can create your own coping kit by us sharing with you all the different conversations that Genevieve and I have had over the years, and really talking about how we use our child life skills to support children and families, ourselves, and each other. Welcome, everyone, to Coping Kit for Everyday Life. Hey, Genevieve, it's so good to see you. I haven't seen you in a couple of weeks.
Hey, Rochelle, it's good to see you, too. I've been pretty busy, but, you know, it's that time of year.
I know. We've passed the beginning of the year. We're in the middle of February and heading soon before we know it into March. And, you know, I think about the starting of the year, and a lot of times we create resolutions. So today we're going to talk a little bit about resolutions, but then also, like, what are things that we can add into our coping kit to kind of build off, so to speak, of a resolution? So Genevieve, I'm curious, are you one to create a New Year's resolution?
No. Absolutely not. I don't like to set myself up for too much failure. I try not to set a resolution.
Resolutions. Okay. You don't set a resolution. I have to say that's something I agree with. I don't necessarily set a resolution, but I do kind of say to myself at the beginning of the year, you know, what do I want to do differently this year? And I think about our conversation we had not too long ago about COVID. And we talked about, like, you know, what I want to take into this new year. So now that we're in 2022, what I want to, you know, the things from 2021, you know, what I want to bring in 2022. You know, and I start to have that kind of conversation with myself, but not this thing of a resolution. I think of years ago when we worked together and I'm like, okay, Genevieve, this year, my resolution is I'm going to lose 20 pounds or whatever, or I'm going to exercise or something. I always had something in my brain that I wanted to do. And it always left me, you know, about this time going, okay, I'm not going to the gym, or I haven't, you know, I started to lose weight, but I'm not losing weight. And just kind of not feeling so good about it. I mean, I've come to the more of the practice of just really thinking about, like, what is something that I want for myself this year? And I think, you know, when I asked myself that question, I think my answer was really focusing on self-care and really thinking about what that meant to me. And I think kind of so speaks to this whole thing, this podcast that we have now, that, you know, really just talking about how am I building things and putting things into my coping kit, which helps me to build my self-care. So one of the things that I thought was interesting that kind of, I think, also connects when we talk about resolutions is affirmations. I mean, again, just these simple statements that are designed to create self-change, you know, for an individual. So I'm thinking about when it comes to affirmations, use that probably in our child life practice. You know, what are things that if you could think of, Genevieve, is anytime you think you might have taught a kid how to do affirmations?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure that I would call them. Well, maybe I would call them affirmations, like ways to sort of build up a child's confidence.
Or positive statements.
Yeah, positive statements, building their confidence, supporting their self-esteem, helping them sort of figure out where their own strengths are, and then utilizing those to sort of be able to face an adversity or a challenge. So, you know, sometimes I used to help kids sort of develop mantras that they would say over and over again. And then we'd make a poster with that mantra and we put it on the wall. And I can remember one young man, we met him because his brother, he was a young adult who had, I forget what kind of cancer he had, but he was being treated in our adult service. But the brother was a pediatric patient and he was the donor. And so that's how we ended up meeting with this family. I don't know if you remember, but this is how we met this kid. And I remember going and meeting the brother because he was still like a young adult at that time when we were practicing. It wasn't, you know, this known entity that everybody kind of did this yet. And I remember meeting him and talking to him and just sort of, you know, developing with him. He had been in the armed services. So I don't remember if he was an Army or Marine. So he had this idea of strength and what that meant. And so I, you know, we made a mantra around that idea of I am strong, right? You know, we talked about being allowed to have those feelings even when you're not feeling strong, that it's okay to be that way, to feel that and to experience that and create the space, but to also to remind yourself that even in those moments, you are still strong, right? And so I can remember making a poster and he had asked all the nurses when they came in to like sign it and everything. It was very sweet, but it became like sort of this thing that he would use then when he was starting to spiral a little bit and feeling down or sad or, you know, in moments where he was really challenged, helping himself to remember the times in his life where he was strong and things that make him strong and what supports him and things like that. So that's one way I can think of, you know, just developing mantras with patients and encouraging them on how to use those mantras and ways that that might support their self-esteem and their confidence and their ability when they're faced with different adversities, whether it be an illness or whether it be something in their everyday life.
Yeah, I think those are good examples of, you know, again, like those positive statements. I am strong or I am courageous. You know, and also think about everyday life. Sometimes, you know, affirmations that help people is like, you know, average, I'm happy and I'm confident. Like, you know, something to kind of tell yourself every day, I am this, and how to help yourself, you know, as you go through something to kind of remind yourself, yes, I can, I am strong or I am happy or I am confident. I can do this. And it's something about that. That positive mantra, so to speak, to kind of resonate with you. I also think about, you know, sometimes I know people who take their affirmation and they put them, you know, post-its or something where they can see them. And it's like to, you know, I've seen people put like, you know, like on their computer screen or something to kind of say, you know, I am beautiful or I am courageous. I am strong. Just, you know, I've seen some really beautiful affirmations that people have come up with that really speak to them. So I think that could be a great tool. And I like the idea of, you know, it's something that we can teach our kids about having these positive statements for them and available to them. The great thing about affirmations is that it's something that can be available to you, like, you know, by simply writing it down. I know some people listen to positive affirmations as they go to sleep at night so that that affirmation is on their brain as they, you know, they go to sleep. So I think
that subconscious mind, right?
The subconscious mind that is so powerful that, you know, sometimes I think we don't realize.
Yeah. It reminds me a little bit also, and maybe this falls under more of intention, although I'm not 100% certain, but it reminds me a little bit in sort of guided imagery practices. We often tell kids to speak in the positive. It's not what you don't want. It's what you do want. So instead of saying, I don't want to be in pain, you might say, I want to be comfortable, right? So what brings you comfort? Even when we use language, when I use language to prepare children, often try to speak in the positive, right? So I'll say, like, I don't say discomfort. I might say, you won't feel comfortable, right? So, you know, or some kids say it's not comfortable, right? So by switching up the language a little bit, that is also sort of like that subconscious mind brain kind of, your brain hears things almost always in the negative, right? And so when we use words like comfort or, you know, something that's more positive, as opposed to I don't want to be in pain, I want to feel comfort, that that will send a different message in that kind of subconscious space and how we hear that and take that in, right? It's not that I want to lose 20 pounds. Maybe it's I want to feel healthy, right? Or I want to eat healthy this year, right? Or something like that. I mean, I don't, but...
that and that's okay. You do love
big challenge. Chocolate. I do. Well, I love my sweets.
And I love my sweets too. My name is Risha Porter and I'm addicted to sugar. I do admit that is my weakness. Listeners, anybody who knows me, I do like my sugar. Yeah. But again, you bring up a really good point of intentions. You know, it's a commitment to oneself, something you want to be rather than something that you want to achieve. So like you said, like, you know, the person wants to be in comfort, you know, have comfort, not pain. But I think that positive, you know, when you talk about affirmations and intentions, it's always speaking in the positive. I think that speaks to me as well when I think about it. And then I think about when I do with my clients is that I talk about a lot of times we have expectations of ourselves. But I should be this way. Let's have to. So then when we don't meet that expectation, we beat ourselves up. And I have them work on intention statements to really talk about, you know, What am I willing to practice to actually be what I desire or to achieve, for example, because we're talking about the new year. So like, you know, one of the questions, you know, I probably would ask the client is like, what are you hoping and wishing for this year? So, you know, that could be a startup to kind of think about, like, how do I create intention? But what do I actually want? What do I need? So I think that's how we all start off with a resolution is like, you know, what is this thing that I want to see happen in the year to come, you know, in 2022?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I think it's key to think about that. And then once you think about it, then, you know, what's my willingness to practice that? You know, always do it like a 1 to 10. So, you know, a 1 is I'm not willing at all, really. And the 10 is like, I am ready to go. So really just to kind of gauge yourself for where you are, because I think not to say that if you're the low range, that means, oh, well, that's not going to happen. It's just to be honest with yourself,
and then
be able to say, for example, I want to run a marathon. What is my willingness, Genevieve? If you guys could see her, she's looking at me like, do you want to run a marathon?
Michelle wants to run a marathon.
Because Michelle doesn't really like to run. So to run a marathon is kind of funny. But it's actually, it was one of my things. I did actually just wanted to see if I could do it just to do it. But then I developed some knee issues and my doctor was like, probably don't want to do that. So I'll find something else to do. But anyway, just to really like think about if that was your goal, you know, and then really thinking about, you know, okay, what is my willingness to run a marathon? Okay, my willingness is probably a 2. So, if, you know, it's a 2, but then it's like, okay, but if there's something, a desire is coming in my head that I want to do that, you know, what am I willing to practice? Because the reality is to run a marathon, there's so many steps in between.
Right.
So like, what am I willing to practice right now to help me to get to what that is? But then also even deeper than the marathon is like, what is my reasoning behind that? Like, why do I want to run a marathon? You know, is it to be more healthy? Is it, you know, I just want to, you know, achieve a certain goal, but it's not really about the goal. It's more about what is that impact going to make on you by doing something or something that you desire.
It's the process, not the product.
Exactly.
The to speak process, in very child life or educational terms of it's the process, actually, not the product, that we gain more from the smaller steps of the chunking of the experience and the smaller steps that we take than we actually gain from the final end result, right? Like, I mean, we can use this podcast as an example, right? Like, we both have been saying for years that we want to do this, right? And then, you know, clearly our willingness in the beginning when we started talking about it was at a 2, right? Maybe, or 1 or 2, because we didn't do it.
2.5.
And then this year, all of a sudden, you know, you came to me and said, we're doing this year, right? And so we started to take the steps. What did we need to actually do? And we spent even a couple months just in planning and discussing and talking before we actually started recording. And then it just got to a point where it's like, we just need to put something out there. Otherwise, we could talk ourselves into never doing it, right? So at some point, you also have to kind of like take those steps and take that risk, right? Yeah, but
absolutely.
Through the whole process, I would say that we've learned a lot about each other, a lot about ourselves. We've certainly learned a lot about podcasting and microphones and recording and how to convert an MP4 to an MP3. And
yes, and more yes. So definitely so much to learn. And then also just to be like, wow, you know, like it was a thought, it was an idea of something. And, you know, just watching, like you said, all the steps, things you probably thought you'd never be doing that you're able to do. And here we are talking to you guys. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think there's something to be said about like the intention of the, you know, the smaller steps, but there's also an affirmation in this idea that I have to believe in myself also. So telling myself I can do this, right? That affirmation piece. So it's sort of a both and of these two things, right? So there's this idea that I have to believe in myself enough that A, I can figure this out, and B, people actually want to listen to us, you know, that we're going to be interesting to somebody. And then also the intention of what are the components or what's my intention of this? It's not just that I want to have a podcast. My intention is I want to share my passion and my love of child life with others. And I want people to feel as inspired by this profession and by the work and by our relationship and the work that we've done together and apart and how we put it all together into this and how we're sharing that with others. And I think my intention is I want other people to feel that through this podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. And I like to say is that, you know, just really thinking about also like, what are the things that I need in order to actually to live out that intention? So, you know, we talk about that practice, like, you know, I think about like, okay, if my intention is, I think about I'm willing to practice being more gentle with myself in order to create my self-care practice for 2022. Say, you know, that's my intention. I'm working through that. And, you know, I think about, you know, the gentle part because I need to think about like, you know, what would support me in my intention. So, you know, that gentleness piece. So that's something I always add into my intention is like, you know, what is that thing that's going to support me? You know, do I need to be gentle? Do I need to have grace? Do I need to have patience? Do I need to be honest? Do I need to trust? You know, there's so many different words that like, you know, what is those things that I need to be able to do that will support me in that intention? I think is key because I think that, you know, reality is for me, like I'm creating this new self-care practice, but being gentle with myself to know like, okay, it's a work in progress. So, you know, being gentle with myself as I figure it out. Right. And I realized that that would support me, I think is key.
And I think that that's something that we can share with children and families. Also that idea of being gentle with yourself. And when it doesn't go the way that you thought it was going to go, what do we learn from that? Right. Like, it reminds me a little bit of, you know, the kid who you prepare and they go get their blood work and they still kind of fight everybody. And you say at the end of it, like, you know what? You did a really great job telling me how much you hated that. Right. That was great. What can we do next time to maybe make you feel more comfortable and feel safe next time when you need your blood drawn? Right. So how can I help you do that? Right. So that idea of being honest, but also being gentle with somebody and allowing that kid not to feel like somehow they did something wrong or they were bad or they didn't do it right, right? That same kind of, and the same thing for parents that we care for, that we're letting them also experience that kind of gentleness and honesty. And then I think for child life specialists that are practicing, if there's ever a group of people that is always wanting to be like one more thing, one more thing, one more thing, and that often gets manipulated by others because of their willingness to give one more thing, that at the end of the day, we often feel depleted and like, and that we didn't get everything done that we were supposed to, but to have that gentleness for themselves, right? And that kind of self-care and being able to say, you know what? I did the best that I could at the end of the day. My intention was to do what I could for the patients that I can reach and that I can be there for. But your intention should also be not at the risk of losing yourself in that, right?
Yeah. What you said is really beautiful. Not being at risk of losing yourself. I think that is so key, especially if you are a giver, because you and I are definitely givers. I mean, that's something I'm starting to ask myself, you know, do I give too much? So to get to the point that being gentle with myself to realize like I did the best I could. And, you know, definitely we could talk about another practice I use, which is acknowledgements, to really acknowledge the things I did, because we can often just really focus on what we haven't done. So that'll be another podcast for you guys on another day. But really, again, just thinking about like that gentleness, you know, that we can have with ourselves, with each other and with our children. And like, you know, what would be possible if we could be more gentle with ourselves, or we could be more gentle with our children? Just, you know, when you say that, it really speaks to me. And as we, you know, start to think about affirmations and intentions, audience to think about like, you know, it's a yes. And I like to say you can do, you know, use an affirmation and you could use an intention, and how both of them can be very useful in your toolkit and just really thinking about how to create them. So just really want to give you a couple of tips as you think about it is that, you know, with affirmations, you know, want to use I am statements. You want to be in the positive and you want to be in the present. So I am beautiful. I am strong. I am courageous. Whatever you come up with is your affirmation. And then when we talk about intentions, we really want to talk about, you know, what am I willing to practice in order to do that intention that you have? You know, that thing that we talked about, like, you know, what do you want? Maybe a question you can ask yourself is, what I want more or less this year as a starting point? And then once you're able to think about that and form your intention, what am I willing to practice to get that thing? And whatever it is, I think is key as you form the intention statement. And I really have to say, in both cases, part of your daily practice. So if you have created your affirmation, you've created your intention, really look at how you have it in your daily practice. A lot of people suggest you do your affirmation or your intention first thing in the morning to kind of set your focus for your day. So, you know, putting that intention somewhere where you can see it, writing out the affirmation somewhere you can see it, I think is key. If you journal, put it on your journal. I think one of the things I do for every coaching session I have, I write my intention statement on the top of the page for that session. So writing it down so I know that's my intention. That's what I'm willing to practice when I'm with this person for an hour. So really just thinking about that and how those two tools can really support you in your coping kit for your everyday life. So Genevieve, you know, what is your takeaway from today?
Oh boy. Okay. So my takeaway today is really understanding the distinction between affirmation and intention and sort of thinking about my affirmation might be something along the lines of, you know, I am capable, I'm smart, I can do big things, right? But my intention might be to also create more balance in my life, right? Like, so my intention is to think about how am I creating balance? How am I making sure that I'm finding time both for family, professional, and myself in those spaces? What about you, Rochelle? What's your takeaway?
My takeaway is good old gentleness, because that is one that I still am working on. So really, how do I be gentle with myself, how to be gentle with others, and being gentle with my children. I guess I think of children because I've had so many kids in the hospital. So to me, just really, how am I gentle with the people in my life? Because I think that that gentleness can just really help us to not put that extra pressure on ourselves, so to speak. And for all you givers out there, you know, as I'm speaking to you and speaking to myself, how can I be more gentle with myself so that, you know, when I don't necessarily do all the things that I wanted to do in a day, to really acknowledge what I have done. So I think that would be my takeaway for today. Yeah.
I think we can ask our listeners to their reflection or journal part for today might be after they listen to this podcast to create their own intention statement. What am I hoping for or wishing for this year? These are a couple prompts. What do I want more or less of? What is my willingness to do? What am I willing to practice in order to live out my intention? And we'll post those questions in our show notes at the bottom, wherever you access your podcast, so that you can reflect upon those and maybe create a set of your own intentions.
Absolutely. One thing I want to mention last is that affirmation intentions have one other thing that's the same. They can change. They don't always have to stay the same. So just so you know, you can keep an affirmation for a little bit, you can keep an intention for a little bit, and you can change them based on what speaks to you. So I just wanted to share that. But again, thank you guys for joining our podcast. We really want you to reach out, let us know what you like about it, any particular topics that may think you'd be interested in hearing us talking about, you know, as we create this community together. So again, Genevieve and I thank you for listening to Coping Kit for Everyday Life, and we look to be speaking to you again soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today for our episode of Coping Kit for Everyday Life. We hope you take away something from this podcast that sparks your imagination or you discover a new tool for your coping kit. Remember to check out our resources and exercises in today's podcast notes. We would love to hear from you. Please share your comments, questions, or suggestions for future shows. You can find our emails in our podcast notes. Look forward to hearing from you.